back to the T-Man Show
on Cube 93.
We proudly welcome to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Kevin Bacon, Jared.
He's feeling footloose and fancy free today. Kevin Bacon getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow.
Here sits by his side.
Yes.
It's been almost 20 years since Footloose came out, and Bacon
hasn't been that long.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. Finally, we have someone on the Hollywood Walk of Fame named after a breakfast food. Now we can all feel relieved and satisfied.
Oh, definitely.
There you go. Kevin Bacon's got his star.
Well, good. It's about time.
Now the Walk of Fame is complete.
Yeah,
all
right.
Kermit and Kevin Bacon round out all I needed.
We all have 6 degrees. We can go touch it.
How did it feel that... How did it feel to Kevin Bacon that Kermit beat him?
Well, I don't know.
Miss Piggy beat him.
Right.
They both have stars.
Playing Footloose music from 20 years ago.
He didn't have a star, saying pretty much that's the best thing you ever did was 20 years ago. I don't know. You'd think Kevin Bacon would have had a star already.
Yeah, you would. He's done some good stuff, hasn't he?
When Oliver from Brady Bunch has a star, you would think Kevin Bacon has a star.
Yeah, no doubt.
Guess not.
Well, now he does.
Now he does.
Yeah. I'll be happy for
him. Yes, David.
Oh, he was just overlooked. You know? One of those things slipped through the cracks.
Slipped through the cracks of the Walk of Fame.
He's too modest to make a stink. And
luckily, you don't step on any of those cracks. You're very superstitious.
That's right.
Very nice.
True.
Lovely. Well, congratulations to Kevin Bacon.
Yay.
Yes. Now, what else do you have over there, Terrence, to start our day off right?
Britney Spears says in an interview with GQ magazine that she was the man in her relationship with Justin.
She was the man?
Yeah, she was the man.
And he was the girl?
Well, here's her quote.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
So if she's the man, that's interesting.
She says, I've always been a tomboy. I've always ended up being the man in the relationship. I know it sounds really weird, but it's very hard for me to let go and let the
and
man
Justin's
take control.
Justin's always been a tom girl. And he's always been a bitch.
Cry me a fever.
In every relationship. Because as soon as you disappoint him in the relationship, or you look at him cross-eyed, or make a criticizing comment, he cries you a river, yes.
Well, he was hurt by her, though.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. She cheated on him.
Well, we don't know that. That has not been confirmed.
Well, okay.
That's why he left the relationship, because she cheated on him?
Supposedly.
With who? One of her dancers?
Well, she is. We all heard the rumor about the dancer she's dating now who's got the pregnant wife.
The dude from Crossroads.
I think it was the dude from Crossroads.
Wow.
I thought it was Pasty the whole time.
Lucky Pasty.
Yes. Sneaky one.
All quiet back there.
I think they were both the girl in the relationship.
Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. Because every time I fantasize about Britney Spears, she's never a tomboy. So I can't buy into this. But that's fine.
But that was her quote, okay? So she's the one saying it.
Yes, the GQ magazine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gentleman's Quarterly.
Yeah.
Might as well make a Gentleman's Yearly. Nobody reads it.
I just bought it recently.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because The Rock was on the cover.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's all it takes?
Oh, my gosh.
Good picture for you and you're in?
He's looking very good.
Is that right?
Yes, he
you're
is.
You're a big Rock fan.
Yes.
Is that why you're all dressed up this morning? What's the deal there?
No, it was a little foggy, a little chilly.
Uh-huh.
Find some...
That's why you did your hair up and...
Wanted to look good for the fog.
All right.
Sure. You never know.
You never know who's behind that fog, Steven.
The Rock may come out and...
Ready to put a finger here, finger there. Oh, The Rock. So if you came across The Rock, you would be able to stray from your marriage? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I can. I would be very tempted to.
Let's say The Rock makes a Seattle appearance, and you bump into him through the fog, and he wants you right then and there at a hotel as soon as you can get to one. What do you do?
I would say, you know, no doubt I would love to just consume you and everything.
Whatever.
However,
by the time you spit all that out, you'd be naked.
No,
go ahead. Yes.
I really shouldn't do this.
I really wish I could do that, but I can't do this or that. Oh, jeez, too late. Yes.
I would not. Plus, he's got a wife
and
child.
He doesn't care in this hypothetical, Terry. It's not that big of a stretch. This is not the hypothetical that could never come true. Through the fog, he bumps into you, has to have you, propositions you, wants to take you to a hotel. You say what?
I say no.
Right.
Just for a number of reasons. A, because I don't want to stray on my loving husband.
But meanwhile, you've ripped off the cover of GQ and you're like, oh, Rock! You're rubbing it down here.